بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وخاتم النبيين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بالإحسان إلى يوم الدين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I'm your brother Abu Abdullah Abdul Latif from Arabic Virtual Academy. And as you know, this is another one of our short reminders, so we won't keep you very long. I just wanted to discuss with all of you today a topic that's very important, something that many of us have become extremely negligent in, or should I say about. And this is the issue of not harming our neighbors. All around the world, we have our neighbors. Every one of us, we have our neighbors. And very few of us are free from harming our neighbors. And this is a huge situation in Islam. Even though many of us may have grown up to where this is just something normal, something natural. You get along with your neighbors, good. If you don't, then it's whatever. But once Allah has guided us to Islam, once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put iman in our hearts, this situation has to change. We can't continue going on the way we're going on, living life the way we're living life. But rather we need to begin and we need to learn from the beginning. We need to start all over. Our morals no longer come from those things that we learned when we were younger before we were Muslim. But rather things have to change. And this issue of harming our neighbors, or actually I should say not harming our neighbors, is one that we need to pay close attention to. Now, even though some of you may be sitting around saying, well, listen, this is something that's odd, it's something that's normal, your iman should tell you something different once you understand this hadith of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. And it's a hadith that was narrated by Imam Muslim on the authority of Abu Huraira, radiallahu ta'ala anh, where he said, أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ لا يدخل الجنة من لا يأمن جاره بوائقه. Subhanallah. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that no one will enter into the Jannah. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam said that the individual whose neighbor is not free from his evil or his harm will not enter into the Jannah. Subhanallah. Now look how major this is in Islam. That the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam tied the neighbor being free from an individual's harm and evil to being given permission to enter into the Jannah. And this didn't come from just the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. This was revelation from Allah. This is something we need to take serious. Next time you see your neighbor outside, even if they are the one that is causing you to feel a certain way, think about your reaction before you react. The next time you see your neighbor in a situation and you leave them in that bad situation, being able to help them, think about the effect that this is going to have on that tie between you and your Lord. Especially when you're leaving them in a bad situation only because of some crazy feelings that you have towards your neighbor. You don't like them, so you want the harm to come to them. You're like, okay, well, I'm not causing it, so I'll just leave them in it. No, you leaving them in it is aiding them in having this harm fall on them. Now let's talk about your neighbor. Whether this is your neighbor that lives upstairs or downstairs from you, and you're very loud neighbors, and you and your family may be very loud neighbors, stomping all over the floor or on someone else's roof, or someone else's ceiling, I should say, making noise, yelling and screaming all times of the day and the night, bringing in people, running up and down the stairs, being loud in the stairwell. You can say, okay, this is natural. But if someone were doing it to you, would you find as though it was something that is natural? Or would it begin to irritate you? Would you find that this individual is being inconsiderate? And sometimes maybe even think that they're doing it solely for the purpose of getting on your nerves. Well, if this is the situation, what makes you think that your neighbors think any different about you? It doesn't take a lot not to stomp around on the floors. banging your heels on the floors when you walk. Okay, so what if this is the way you're used to walking? Then learn a new way, not for your neighbor, but lillah, but for Allah. If you're loud or your children are loud, okay, their children are going to want to play. You're going to want to talk. But find a new way to do it, not for your neighbor, but lillah, but for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that Allah will be pleased with you and you'll have a chance, yawm al-qiyamah, to enter into the Jannah. This should be your goal. Not saying, okay, this is just the way I am, accept it. No. Your goal should be pleasing your Lord, gaining His pleasure, gaining His forgiveness and His pardon, so that He enters you into the Jannah, yawm al-qiyamah. And even if we're not talking about your neighbor that lives directly above you or under you, or on either side of you, your neighbors extend. This is why they call it a neighborhood. Your neighbor is not just the person that lives in the house that is adjoined to you, or the apartment that is connected to your apartment. But you shouldn't feel comfortable running down the street or riding down the street, throwing trash out on the street. You shouldn't feel comfortable leaving things, dangerous things, out in the path of the people. Glass bottles out in the streets, let alone you throwing them out there. Things that are going to cause harm to your neighbor or their kids. And then you turn around and say, I believe. You believe in what? We're not negating the belief of any individual. We're saying this is the way in which we need to think about ourselves. Because this belief causes us to act on the revelation that was sent down. That we believe in and we act on it. When we understand that we can't run around causing harm to our neighbors, it will cause us to stop causing this harm and stop allowing harm to be caused to them. Just because of that phrase that we use, either I'm keeping it real or I'm just doing me. We need to keep it Islam. We need to do Islam and put ourselves to the side. Especially when we know or we realize that what we've been doing all this time is in opposition to that which Islam teaches. We need to see what is better as though it is better, and we need to move towards it. We need to understand that our goal is the gaining Allah's pleasure in, or gaining interest into the Jannah Yawm al-Qiyamah. We need to understand that we need to stay away from all of these things that the Prophet ﷺ said may be a barrier for us getting into the Jannah. And we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness and pardon for our past transgressions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on our souls for all of the evils that we've caused, and put that rahmah in our heart to make us not want to cause more evil to our neighbors, whether it be through speech or whether it be through action, so that we may be of those people who enter entrance into Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on all of our souls. Ameen, ameen, Allahumma ameen. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik. Wa ashadu an la ilaha illa ant. Wa astaghfiruk wa atubu ilayk. Wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.